Hello. This is Alice Osborne and Paul Thurston, and this is our first audio boo. We're from Think Public, and we're on our way to Coventry at the moment. Paul and I are on our way to the NHS Institute for Innovation and Improvement. How you doing, Paul?
Yeah, lovely. Very well, thanks.
Cool. So, what are we up to today?
Today we're working with a few members of a couple of different teams. One is the Productive Community Services team, and one is from the Patient Engagement team. Basically, the Productive Community Services work is about making community services more productive, so that staff have more time to spend with patients.
So why are we involved in this project?
We're involved in this project because we've been involved in other productive projects. So the productive series takes lean manufacturing, so the idea of stripping everything down and removing sort of unnecessary waste from your processes, and combining that with sort of the experience side of patient care. So how you engage with patients, how you get to spend more time. So it's not just about taking out loads of waste in the NHS, it's about replacing that with good patient care.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's been really successful, and we're looking forward to working on the productive community services one, so district nurses, occupational therapists, people like that.
So what will we have by the end of our workshop today?
The workshop today is about moving on from a workshop we ran 2 weeks ago with patients, representatives, staff, frontline staff from hospitals all around the country who told us what they wanted from this pack. We're now developing that into a toolkit that will be launched in October, and today is about filling up the kind of content and making sure that it all works properly.
So we're doing a lot of prototyping?
Lots of prototyping.
Why is it important to prototype?
It's important to prototype. It's a prototyping that comes from the design industry. Making sort of small models of what you produce, either sketching them up or producing like 3D working models. And it's important because it means that you're able to test your ideas. So your idea of having a photo journal for staff to use, okay, what does that look like? How does it work? Does it work with staff? Does it work with a particular group of staff members? Do people want it? These are all questions you need to answer, and prototyping enables you to do that.
Great. Well, we'll let you know how it goes. This is Alice and Paul from Think Public.